Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Thank you, Duke. That is right. You are listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast, brought to you by Turtle Creek, not the Chili Dip Podcast, which we'll get to in a minute.
Oh, yes.
I'm your host, Luke Disco Clark. Sitting across from me, as always, is a man who, now I've got a few man who's up my sleeve, but I'm just...
That suggests I've been an idiot lately.
As of a few things have been brought to my attention, like the man who is in the market for a new driver at the minute, David Cannon Ralston. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I sit here a shattered, broken man.
Yes, this is true.
And just through my own gross stupidity. So what's happened is I've left Melbourne today to come to Yarra to play some golf. For some reason, my driver was in the front seat of my car, while the rest of my clubs were in the storage unit that goes at the front of my car.
In your garage.
In my garage. So obviously I get my driver out of the front seat of my car and I land it on my car.
Yep.
Go to the cage, unlock it, get my golf clubs out.
Yep.
And walk past my driver.
Yeah.
And put my golf clubs in the boot of the car.
Yep.
Close the boot, walk around the other side of the car, get in and drive off.
So where's your driver?
Well, at best it's lying on the floor of my garage.
Yep.
At worst, it's either been run over as I backed out and lying on the floor of my garage broken, or one of my neighbours has got a new driver.
Yes, because we know that some of your neighbours aren't the most honest people in the world.
Well, that's what I thought you were going to do, a man who was at his... So, to illustrate what sort of neighbourhood I'm living in...
That was going to be one of my other man who's, actually.
So, the other day, I park my car. I go back down the next morning to go somewhere. It's been broken into. So, brand new pair of runners, still in the box, stolen. Another pair of old runners, stolen. Me Oakley sunglasses, me Oakley hat, and a few other odds and ends, all gone. But we've got them on camera. We've got a beautiful security system in the garage.
Yep.
We've got the person on camera grabbing the
Done,
stuff.
Easy, just go get them.
Walking to their room and going into their room.
Yep, so right? You just go to the cops and say...
You would think so. Well, not only that, so firstly we go to the cops and they can't do anything. But the operations manager at the building...
Right.
So this happens on a Thursday. I come back to Wang on a Friday, right? And on that Friday, he goes into their room and tells them off and he says, return that bloke's stuff. You can't keep it. And so the girl takes me stuff back down to my empty car spot.
Why you're not there?
Why I'm not there, right? Because and leaves it there because when I get back Sunday, there's one pair of shoes sitting in my car park. I'm thinking, what is going on? How are these shoes that were stolen... And then the guy who parks next to me pulls in and the guy next to me goes, yeah, how come there was a heap of your stuff in there during the weekend? I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, there was a couple
of... So you didn't know it had been returned?
No, so I left Friday morning. Friday afternoon, they return all my stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm away all weekend, so everyone else has just helped themselves to it. So it got stolen twice.
I knew the shoes got put back, and I just thought maybe they'd put to sew on the shoes. They might have been a bit smelly. They thought, I can't have these in the house. Let's put these back.
Well,
but they put it all back.
The person who parks next to me said there was a heap of stuff there, all put back. But I get back Sunday to one pair of old shoes, thinking this is weird, and then find out all my stuff has been stolen twice. Some people are lucky, some aren't. That's just the way. Look, that's unlucky. The golf club is just as dumb as... lent it against me car, walked around it, and drove off while it was leaning against me car.
You might want to hope it did drive out, maybe snap the shaft, so no, people will just think it's rubbish and leave it there. Then you can just get a new shaft and keep the driver or something.
No, it's not attachable. So
you rocked up today. You were in all sorts.
Well, yeah. So it's a 3-hour drive. I reckon about 2.5 hours in, I just come in and thought, now, did I put me club in the bag? And I couldn't remember doing it. But I don't remember cleaning my teeth in the morning. I don't remember stopping at that red light. You don't remember things you do all the time anymore, sort of thing. But all those other things I had done, I didn't remember putting the club in the bed because I hadn't done it.
Yeah, no, you were a little bit off sorts when you rocked up. I hadn't seen anyone that off sorts since the shooter, the Chili Dippers resident pro, got a little bit of a talking down to on our last little trip that I went with him in Mount Compass in Adelaide. Ooh. Yes, as a pro, when you go and play a golf course, generally they get comped if they're part of the PGA, but you've got to call ahead, and he's all about business. He always calls ahead, does. Yeah. But as we were driving in, he looked at me and went, "Oh shit, I forgot to call ahead." So he's gone in and introduced himself, and the guy just happened to spot his PGA card in his wallet and said, "What's that?" And then thought he was flashing the PGA card and gave him a bit of a talking down to. Wasn't happy at all. And for the first front nine, he wasn't real good at all.
As I said, look, I'm getting more and more used to being a retard. Not long ago, I left my petrol cap on the roof and drove off, you know, that sort of stuff. But, dumber now, but okay. But speaking down to now, this, I wasn't going to bring this up. And you're not going to like this.
Oh.
This is ugly.
All righto.
Now, we haven't played much golf in a while.
Yep.
And this happened a while ago. But remember when we played Waldara? The last time we played Waldara, the new setup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You didn't play real well.
Yep.
Right. Now, do you remember the ugly incident on the, I think it was about the 14th or 15th green? Now, I only bring this up because we're custodians of the game. We're happy to have a go at bloke wearing denim jeans on the course and doing the wrong thing and all that sort of stuff. Now, you missed a pretty easy putt.
Right. I've got no idea where this is going.
I don't mean to admit. Yeah. I know you'll handle this as you should.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything on the day. You missed a pretty easy putt, and in anger, and swung your club, and you took a pretty big chunk out of the green. Do you remember doing that?
No, I actually don't. I would have repaired it though.
You did try and.
And it would have been an accidental hit into the green.
You didn't mean to take a chunk out of the green. You were swinging in anger.
Yeah.
But you took a chunk.
I actually cannot remember that. I don't doubt it at all.
I just know that you would like this opportunity to apologise to the golfing world.
I do apologise. That's not good enough behaviour at all.
Yeah, that's why it was a bit surprising. And look, I wasn't. When you said speaking down to, and that sort of just—it's not for me to. I'm not telling you off by any means, but I'm reminding you, and I knew you'd, you'd take it right and apologise.
Yeah, well, now I do apologise. Now, speaking of apologies, tell you who does need to apologise. Whoever these people are ripping our podcast name off.
What's happened there?
Someone messaged me and said, and it was Deidre from Naruma messaged me and asked about our podcast, and we're the Chili Dippers. I said, yeah. And she goes, what's this podcast called? The Chili Dip Podcast. Oh, and I said, I do not know. So I jumped straight on the iTunes podcast. And there is a golf podcast called The Chili Dip Golf Podcast.
And it's only a couple of months old. It's like it's newer than ours.
It's much, much, much newer than ours.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're telling me Deidre recommended our podcast to one of her friends.
Yeah.
And her friend came back and said, it's just two American idiots talking about themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And Deidre said, no, that's not right, whatever. And looked into it, and it is two American idiots
talking about themselves. I listened to a couple of minutes of it, and like I said, it was interesting. And the graphics was a little bit the same, and the Chili Dip. And look, whether it's still there or not, I don't know. I just thought it was quite interesting that we'd been imitated.
Well, look, it's what do they say? It's the biggest
form of flattery.
Flattery, sort of thing. But any idiot can do a golf podcast. That's fine. And as said, as we are. But stealing the name's a bit ordinary.
Yeah, I wonder if they don't even research to see if the name had been used or anything, and just seen it and just thought, stuff it, we'll just drop the S and not known about it.
I don't know.
Anyway, we've had a little bit of a time off, and there's been a lot of things that have prevented that, COVID and that sort of stuff, and
health issues,
and we're back. Look, it's been probably a couple of months since our last podcast.
Maybe we should do some sort of catch up. So catch up. What sort of been happening? What have we missed?
Well, we haven't had any courses to review. So I've got a little bit of a list here of some things that have happened between now and our last podcast.
Okay.
All right. So just a few little things. But the top one was that we'd been imitated that we've already spoke about, right?
We've had
three golf majors since our last podcast. Yeah. We had the extra Masters because of the COVID, but there's been three Masters. So we had Phil Mickelson win, the oldest.
Oh, that was amazing.
Which was fantastic.
That was great.
We had Hideki win the Masters, which did you see? And the reason I wanted to bring...
I don't remember that one.
Didn't you?
No.
Nope. This might refresh your memory. It's almost one of my favourite things in golf is when he putted out at the end, the caddy took his hat off and bowed to the golf course. Did you see that?
Yeah,
that was one of my favourite bits of golf footage because he didn't know he was on camera.
No.
Hideki putted out, walked off. Yeah. Everyone was congratulating, doing thing, and the caddy walked back on his own, placed the flag down, took his hat off and bowed.
Was it a Japanese thing?
Yeah. Just respect to the golf course. I thought it was fantastic.
When you're halfway through that and you said it was one of your favourite things and he took his hat off, I thought you were going to say, and he had that ridiculous suntan.
aren't they so bad, some of them? So bad. No, to the point where when I was lucky enough to play Royal Adelaide not long ago, and when we put out there, I looked at Brad and took my hat off and bowed as we walked off because it was just such a good course.
And John Rahm won. I enjoyed John Rahm's win.
John Rahm, especially after a week or two before with the COVID and all that sort of stuff. So we've had three majors. We've had our girl Alex O'Loughlin got engaged, which is just Chile's favourite female golfer.
She's a very good follow on Instagram. Alex or Alexandra?
Alexandra. Yeah.
Alexandra
O'Loughlin.
And even though you always dream, maybe I'll run into her one day. And you're a one in a billion shot, but that's enough. But then she gets engaged, and it even just takes those odds just a little bit further. It's just a little bit disappointing, isn't it?
It is. Another big news: TaylorMade got sold for $1.6 billion, which was pretty big news.
$1.6 billion. Who bought them?
It was like a
Dunlop Sports.
No, but the people who sold it bought it in 2017 for $425 million. So that's a pretty good turnaround investment.
That's a pretty good turnaround, yeah. Right. Mm. But so is it another golf mob or a sporting conglomerate that bought them?
Like a conglomerate. I think it was a big buying group. And it was Japanese. Okay. Don't hold me to that, but it was some sort of Asian sort of buying group. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to mention, I witnessed him in a sword fight. I don't know if you know what a sword fight is, which I hadn't heard this term in golf, and it paints the best picture. In one of the pro-ams, it was a par three. We're playing this stupid, ridiculous course, and it was a par three on this hill that the whole hill face fell way to the right.
Yeah.
And there was trees all hanging over the left side, so you almost couldn't go at the green.
Yeah.
Brad hit a beautiful shot that caught this one trig and dropped straight down, and he wasn't real happy about the golf course all of a sudden. Chipped up, and then I reckon he probably... seven putted. It was one of those little psycho just putt.
I didn't
to the point where I had to look at him and go, Bradley, about the third or fourth one, and he didn't care. He just kept going.
Ooh.
And then later I mentioned it to him. He goes, I had a little sword fight. And the visual memory of just your club going, I had a good laugh at that. And I hadn't heard the term sword fight.
That field, I'd heard it.
So that might be other than your five putt at Waldara. That might be the most putts I've seen on a hole. Wow, so you're no longer the record holder of that. What else have we got? I got some new golf clubs. I've upgraded my irons, gone from Titleist to TaylorMade.
Well, I've got less golf clubs. I'm down one.
Got a few. I can lend you a golf bag if you want. I've got some golf bags.
I've got more golf bags than I've got drivers.
I bought two golf bags in a week.
Yeah, I got given. Brad gave me a free one.
Oh, that's right. You did too.
Which is fantastic. I just bought some clubs to put in it.
I think I told you I bought a new Jones bag, and then there was a limited edition Vokey bag.
Is it sitting
it's
right
sitting
there,
behind
is it?
You. And the only reason I bought that, it's not far off the actual Jones bag. Mm. And the reason I bought that is because when we played How Long the other day, I walked in and I said to the guy, "Are you selling this Vokey bag?" And he went, "No, mate, you won't get one of those. No. They are hard to get." So I said, "I'll show you."
I'll show you.
A couple of things. Another thing in the PGA world.
No, speaking of that day we played How Long, me and who did I play with? Mooney.
Yeah.
We won.
Yeah.
And we were playing for something against you and that other bloke. We never collected anything.
There was Keno tickets bought.
Was there?
I'm pretty sure that yeah, there was. There was. There was. Yeah, there was.
In private.
Yeah, they were in private.
They didn't make that public
they were in private.
Knowledge, all right.
Yep. No, that was that. Yeah, that come true.
All right.
And you would have seen in the PGA they allowed the caddies to use range finders.
Oh, I did see them use range finders,
which was at the time it was this big. No one even cared or who cares.
No one cares.
And have you heard this? And I think I've even said this on this podcast that and apparently this is a new rule coming in. They're going to ban green reading books.
Good.
Which I reckon's a great idea.
Yeah.
Good. It should
be a
skill and an art.
Yeah. Exactly.
And look, the thing with that is I don't know how they're going to regulate it though. Like if you play it the day before, you could just do your own. But yeah, I reckon that's a great idea. That will speed things up.
It's pretty much all straight at the cup anyway.
Yeah, those PGA greens.
Yeah.
What else have we got? Ricky Fowler fell out of the top 100. Not that that's big news, but I just thought that you just used to turning a major on seeing him.
Having to qualify and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he got in a couple of, there was a couple of sponsor exemptions that he got into a couple of tournaments. Yeah. But yeah, not seeing him in any of the big tournaments.
It's weird.
Yeah, just because they love putting him on telly, whether he's in the lead or not.
What happened?
His putter just went cold.
How he feels.
he didn't run over his driver and he didn't leave his driver in his car. No, I reckon he's got one of the best looking putting strokes on tour.
I don't know how he feels.
And can actually obviously putt a bit. But that's one of the one of the major things. He's gone from being a really good putter to not a very good putter.
Just go straight at the cup.
Just straight at the cup, yeah.
You'll make more than you miss.
Probably true. Depends what you're playing. Oh, well, that's probably, all I've got for now.
No more news?
Oh. I do have multiple LD written down there, but I don't know what that is. But one of the bigger ones,
you don't know what it is?
No, I don't know. I've written LD.
So you press pause, went back into your notes to...
The one I forgot to mention was probably the biggest of all, Tiger's Crash.
As you know, I'm not a Tiger.
Does mean it's not important news big news in golf.
Yeah, yeah. And not that I wish him ill by any mean, but I'll get by with golf without Tiger.
Jeez, I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, what news have you got? Have you got any?
We both got new cars.
I was going to put new cars down, but
Mine's 17 years old, mind you.
I kind of, and gold.
And gold. I inherited my mum, not inherited. Well,
like proper gold.
Yeah.
It's like...
I got my mum's old Toyota, which is better than my old whatever I had. And you fell ass backwards into a bloody new BMW X6 somehow.
Loan. Mine's only on loan.
All right, very good. But surely something else has happened. Give me some more news. I'm sure you've got some there.
All right. Now, I don't know. I've got a little on my phone. I've got a little in the notes section of the phone. I just put down random things to talk about in the pod.
Yep.
And I really need to go through them all, write them out properly so they flow in the pod. But I'm just gonna rapid fire some of these things. Okay. And some of them I don't even know what they are.
Yep.
Like that multiple LD. I've got one here that says golf ball up ass. And then in brackets, rolls message.
There was a news headline about someone getting a golf ball hit up their bottom. Yeah, I think. I think someone sent us a picture of a newspaper, and the headline had something like that.
Oh, that's right. We might be able to dig that out.
Speaking about that, as you said, I've got something. So, a news headline.
Yep.
The Arsenal Soccer Club, right? You remember Arsenal, big soccer club in England.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a player called David Dix.
Hmm.
Right, and when he was injured, the headline was Arsenal to play without Dix, and the manager went berserk. All right, and so the paper said, "Okay, we'll change it, we'll fix it," and they changed it to Arsenal to play with Dix out.
That's much better.
And apparently, record number of female supporters come that for that game.
That's good. Another thing, I played golf at Yarrawonga the other day with one of the apprentice pros there. Dale Crothers.
Yeah.
Just watched him shoot a lazy 9 under.
And
one of the best lines I've heard in the golf course was on the back nine, The guy, there was myself and Mooney, and the guy scoring his scorecard. Dale's putting out for birdie on the last. Mm-hmm. And Beattie comes over to us and just sort of whispers to us, he goes, he's put down 6 threes on the back nine only. And we're going, wow. And then Dale walks over, he's pretty quiet and all that. And Beattie goes, good back nine, mate. He goes, you put down 6 threes. And Dale just looks at us and quietly goes, I think you find it 7. And we looked at us, he shot 30 on the back and missed a 3 foot putt and lipped out on one.
It's a different level, isn't it? It's a different level, mate, those blokes.
Absolutely. Just how easy he made birdies look, it was ridiculous. Something else. I don't know if you heard in the news, JT, Justin Thomas, the golfer, gave a guy named Mike Fisaki a check to keep his PGA golf dream alive. He couldn't afford to be on tour. Said, I believe in you, mate. I think you've got a good golf game. Here's a check. Keep going.
Wow.
Yeah, which is, good. I reckon, is really good.
Yeah. Well, look, there's been a lot of Shaq stories lately. Shaq's just been in a shop and he's seen a mother who couldn't buy a computer, so he's bought her computers. He's seen a guy buying an engagement ring, just bought the engagement ring.
Yeah, that's great.
And they question about it and he goes, $500-$600 is nothing to me. It's like giving away $5, which you all would, to someone. Yeah. So it's $500-$600, nothing. Yep. So I say, it's really good when you hear those stories about those guys.
Yep, and this is another good story. One of my favourite golfers, I listen to his podcast, Max Homer, who's just a really, and he's, Max Homer's renowned for, and we should actually do this, he roasts people's swings on Twitter. So you send him a video of your swing and he roasts it.
Yeah.
And he's one of the more famous, he's renowned for his Twitter activity and all that sort of stuff. Well, some guy on Twitter took it upon himself to start messaging, and this is another thing we could do. And the problem is, now that this has happened, a lot of people are doing it. He tweeted at Max Homer every single day for 25 days asking him to play around with him.
Yeah.
And so day one, it said, this is day one of me tweeting at Max Homer 23 to play around and golf with me.
Yeah.
Max Homer, because he'll reply to whatever you do. Oh. Max Homer replies, this is day one of me saying I'm busy that day. And then so every day this guy tweeted at him saying this is day two. And so Max was doing was coming up with all these random excuses. No, I've got to take me mum shopping. And then in the end he just gave up and said, mate, you've persisted long enough, where and when sort of thing. Which I reckon that's fantastic.
At one stage we were going to have a Chili Dippers Twitter, weren't we?
We're going to try to get our girl Catherine Kirk on. That's who we're going to try to tweet at.
All right. I reckon surely I can find someone who knows how to set up a Twitter account.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not very smart.
No, you should be able to find someone.
You should be able to find someone.
Yes. Okay, I've got a note. Just says Adam from Underwood. Does that?
Oh, I was. I Good. Drove up to Brisbane the other day to play golf with Brad, our resident pro. And I was at the Underwood Ray Drummond store.
Yep.
And I went in there and I seen the best display of golf shoes I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
Like, not so much the shoes, the display they're in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like it was.
You didn't stomp on the bloody.
I didn't kick them down. And the bloke came over and goes, can I give you a hand, mate? And I said, oh, mate, this is the best display of shoes I've ever seen. He said, oh, I did that. And his name was Adam.
Right.
And he was new to the town. He was from England. He had just moved to Australia. And he wanted to know all about golf courses all over the place. So I put him onto our podcast, which will help him no end with all the reviews of all the Queensland. And I just said I'd give Adam a shout out because he was a ripping fella.
We're just giving Adam a shout out.
He works at the golf shop.
Yeah, good on him. Yep.
For that was, yeah.
I don't know why I've written this. I think I've written this. I was hoping this might have come up, but I'm just going to come up with an idea the other day that could make us millionaires if we get across the line from the health organisation.
Yeah.
Why don't golf shops sell some sort of drink with anti-inflammatory characteristics in it. So you can just go there before golf, buy your anti-inflamm drink, and just sip it all the way around and not tighten up. Wouldn't that sell some?
That's a good idea. Yeah. You can get anti-inflamms in liquid form. The drink.
Sell it. Yeah.
Wow. All right. You know, my idea. I thought they had to make millions. You know how all the mice, there's this huge mice plague on?
Yes, I'm well aware of this.
Why can't you electrocute them? Because you've got to kill them, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to poison, because you poison them, then the birds eat the dead things and then the birds die or everything else and whatever. And because you can't burn them because then you burn down your house because they're in your house. But normally in the shed and in the paddock and all that sort of stuff. But they're all touching, because if you put electric charge in water, it'll kill all the fish.
Yeah.
But the mice are all touching each other. They're all on top of each other. So you can wear your gum boots or something and put an electric charge in the ground and electrocute all the mice.
Yeah, I'm on board that.
Yeah, there we go, CSIRO.
Yeah, because I was telling you earlier about how many mice are in town and shit out the thing. Well, I went out there, and like I said, they were jumping all over me. It was ridiculous. Oh, but there was 44 traps in there. There was one trap that had two mice in it, big double banger, which is beautiful.
Yep.
Not another single trap had gone off.
Yep.
40,000 mice in this shed, and no mouse traps had gone off.
Out in the real, like, not that there's not a plague, but where there's literally thousands all on top of each other,
yeah,
electric charge.
All for it.
There you go. I've solved the world's problems. Does that lead into some life hacks?
Perfect segue. We haven't lost it.
Has life hacks got a stinger yet?
No, I don't think it does.
Oh, gee whiz.
I didn't know it was an actual segment. I was trying to get it to be your sign out. Give us a life hack at the end.
And I've got too many of them to still do that.
All right. What have you got for us?
What field of expertise do you want me to life hack you in? I tell you what. A lot of our listeners, because I'm out and about and I meet them, you don't. You stay up in your ivory tower and don't meet people. But a lot of our listeners, they're pretty ugly. They're not...
listeners?
Yeah. They're not attractive men. And a lot of them come up to me, Dave, you obviously go well with the ladies. Can you help us out a little bit? And look, I don't normally give advice because, look, it's a tough field. No one I want to keep, but I'll help them out here with a life hack. Tinder.
Right.
And look, as I said, our listeners are ugly, but they're ripping blokes. So they just need their foot in the door.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they go on to Tinder and they just get swipe left all the time.
Yep.
Right? Which is no good. So what you do is put your profile picture in upside down.
Yep.
The girl will turn the phone over upside down, see that you're ugly, go to swipe left, but you're swiping right because the phone's upside down. All of a sudden, you've got a match.
Match.
There you go.
We might have to get a stinger for this segment if you're going to keep bringing up gems like that one.
I should have done a couple of the bad ones first.
One's enough. One's enough.
Okay.
Well, I reckon this podcast is, look, now, like, just like golf, when you spend a few months off golf, you come back a little bit rusty.
This
might not have been our best work. But we'll do our best to try to... What we need to do is get out and play some golf.
We do.
And we've got a little tournament tomorrow that might get a mention. We've got a little... We've had some little trips
ourselves. I had a little trip to Queensland. You had a big trip to Adelaide. We might mention the courses we played there a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Maybe not... Because we didn't play them together, we won't full review them, but we'll give them a mention.
Yep, all right. No worries. We'll probably leave this podcast here.
How long is it?
28 minutes.
That's enough.
It's a pod. We got through it.
We did.
Have you got any final words?
I do. I do have some more advice for...
Thought you might.
Never play poker against a guy whose name is the same as a city.
Yep. Words to live by.
Words to live by. Like, don't play poker against Kenny San Francisco.
Or Chicago.
Or Dallas Jackson.
Or Clark. All right. We're going to leave it here. Thanks for listening. Chili Dippers, out.
Trash, taking another good hit, trying to make it last. There's a place for you if you just like me.